Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's episode is brought to you by Social Joey, Better, and a brand new sponsor on Social Geek. It's Benetrends Financial. Now more than ever, it's important for entrepreneurs and small business owners to work with a trusted financial partner. Benetrends Financial has been working with franchise brands for over 35 years, providing innovative funding solutions to get their businesses up and running, including their flagship Rainmaker program that allows entrepreneurs to use retirement funds to purchase or recapitalize a business, tax-deferred and penalty-free. Get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically at benetrends.com/social geek. Benetrends, 35 years of growing America and still going. And that is the theme of today's show, Growing America. We like to call it the comeback of a lifetime. Joining me once again, it's Kristen Pahacek of Self Esteem Brands. Hey.
Hey, Jack. Thanks for having me. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. So I hope you're hunkered down up north for a few more weeks, it sounds like, right?
Absolutely. Life on a farm. We have baby cows. We're locked inside, but we have the barns we can venture out to. So
for your kids, it's really like a field trip for the kids in the city. So that's a big plus up there. So enjoy that and enjoy the time at home. But I hope it isn't too long, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm ready to go back. Is tomorrow the day? Because I'd be game for that.
let me make a few phone calls, see if we can make tomorrow the day. I don't think it's going to happen. But,
you know, Jack.
In the franchise world, we've had a lot of consumer-facing businesses that are really going through a tough time, obviously. Perhaps doors are closed altogether for now. But then on the franchise development side, it's an interesting time. You've got some people who are asking who on earth would start a business right now? And the answer is an entrepreneur, right? I think there is some opportunity, if not today, coming very soon.
Absolutely. So I think this is interesting, and we're having these conversations inside Self Esteem Brands daily. At first, when this all rolled out, we immediately pulled all of our media. Mm-hmm. Like no one would even consider buying a franchise. The world's ending, right?
Right.
And now we're totally going back on that and saying, hey, listen, from a B2B perspective, there's a lot of opportunity out there that we may be able to be capitalizing on. With over 10 million people filing for unemployment, that's a lot of people out there who are looking for their next step. And they're at home and they're able to be contacted. Imagine a world where a franchise development representative actually gets a phone call answered.
Yeah.
We're in that world today.
Contact rate is very high. So now we just got to work on
right?
the conversion rate. I love that idea of not so much capitalizing on this, but using it as a reason to reach out to somebody to talk about an opportunity, because those 10 million people who have lost their jobs or are losing their jobs, not all of them are going to bounce right back into the corporate world in a matter of weeks or months. There are going to be a lot of them who decide, this is not for me anymore. I want to do something new. I want to run my own business. So it could be a very interesting second half of this year.
I agree with you. And I think it is a delicate balance. To your point, I think, you know, we want to grow the franchises that we represent, right? We also want to acknowledge the unfortunate reality that some of our franchisees in the systems that we operate won't come out of this, right? So there's also been discussions on the flip side. Yes, we want to dial up and, you know, communicate our messaging around the great things about our franchise, but also stay very sensitive to the fact that there are franchisees who won't make it out of this. And some of those franchisees are in our systems, and we want to be sensitive to that messaging. So I think there's been a little bit of internal debate in the organization that I'm in and in others about what is that right balance there.
What do you feel the balance is right now, not only between franchise development and also supporting the current franchisees, but also what's the balance of the messaging and where are you getting those messages out right now?
We are spending a lot in search and a lot in retargeting, and we're taking a look at leads that have come into the system in the past. So we're not playing as high in the funnel in the awareness and consideration space. We're really targeting our messaging towards people who have expressed interest in us in the past in order to be sensitive to the franchisees in our system who are again, really struggling. In some cases, we want to make sure that we're not coming across their social feeds or in display, you know, touting a message that just does not resonate with their current situation at all right now, right? We want to be sending them love and support and operations for turning their businesses around or getting their doors reopened.
I think that's very smart and sensitive, and it's probably the right time to be playing down toward the mid part or the bottom of the funnel, because as you and I were talking earlier today, if you stop marketing altogether, you're not going to have any leads come through in July, and you're not going to have any sales come through in September. And I'm just kind of throwing those months out there. It could be sooner or it could be later. But I like that idea of at least for now focusing on the mid to bottom part of the funnel. I think that's really smart.
Yeah. And people have so much time right now to do their research. So we've seen over the past couple of years that franchise prospects are spending a ton of time soaking in everything that you have to offer before they actually talk to a sales representative. They're visiting your site multiple times. They're spending hours and hours on it. I kind of liken it to selling or buying a house. Like if you find that house on Zillow that you love, you're visiting that site so many times before you would ever contact the realtor. You're showing your friends, you're looking at the pictures you've already looked at 20 times. You're really doing your research. And right now people have that time to do their research. So this is the time to make sure that you are providing content that can help get them closer to purchase.
Are you redoing the franchise development websites? Are you putting new content up there, new videos and anything like that happening right now? Or are you repurposing some other stuff that you've already had on hand?
Absolutely. So we actually, it's perfect timing because we just had a meeting today as a franchise development marketing team as to what content would be helpful during this time. And in our system, we want to keep people in that bottom half of the funnel as much as we can. You know, we want to prevent that fallout that happens. And the way to do that is by providing compelling content, which is one of the key areas of focus this year, even before COVID came across. So luckily, we've already had a lot of those wheels in motion and are starting to activate quickly on them. And it's funny, just in the digital space, I feel like a lot of brands are feeling the urgency to activate quickly on things that have been in the hopper forever because of COVID. And we've seen that on our B2C side, specifically within Anytime Fitness and the ability to offer kind of virtual resources for people who are looking to get healthier at home. COVID has completely propelled our ability to do that. And the same goes for franchise development and our initiatives there. It's propelled us to get content, to get resources, to get information out to the consumers faster than ever before.
Is there anything specific in the messaging? You mentioned being helpful, not only the messages you have that are helpful, but is that part of the culture that you want to put out there, that this is a brand that might be aligned with your values, especially now during COVID-19 and maybe thereafter? Do you see that kind of messaging happening?
Yes, absolutely. I think Anytime Fitness in particular, being in the fitness space and our other studio brands as well, we are positioned pretty well in regards to the concerns that are going to come following COVID, because they're going to be around the number of people in locations and the cleanliness of locations and the footprint that we have in our locations lends well to be able to control that. So the messaging that we're going forward with is, hey, you know, you can come in and get a workout, or you can purchase a business for people to come in and get a workout that is controlled, that is cleaned on the regular, that is a family and isn't 10,000 strangers sweating all over machines, but instead a place where you can get a coach and see every piece of equipment and know that it is being cleaned and controlled.
I like that idea too, because I think we're going to get away from, especially, you know, for the next generation of business owners, we're going to get away from the, how much money am I going to make, right? That's my number one question. That's my number 10 question. How much money am I going to make? But I think there's going to be a whole new group of business owners who they also want to know what's the setup like, how do, you know, future crises impact this business, and even down to things like you mentioned, like cleaning and number of people in a facility at the same time. We may be living under those rules for a long time to come. So I think having that message out there is really smart, because people are going to be thinking about that, not necessarily only how much money am I going to make.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point. So when we think about our messaging strategy in franchise development, I like to boil it down to kind of three different levels of content based on the prospect's journey with our brand. So at the beginning, before they know a lot about us, you know, they're asking themselves questions like, what is the value proposition of this business and what makes this business different? And, you know, how much money am I going to make and what do I need to invest? Then kind of level two is like, hey, what's this industry? Like, what's the industry outlook? Do they have a territory available for me? How does the model really work? What's their point of differentiation? And then moving into kind of that deeper level right before they buy, they're asking, like, who's leading the company? And what does success actually look like in this company? Will I fit in? And when we look at that entire journey now, we're going to have to say, okay, what else should we add in here in terms of messaging and content because of this recent pandemic? And are there things like additional questions that people will be seeking answers to that will help move them closer to signing that franchise agreement?
Or maybe even reevaluating number one, number two, and number three, and there might be some reordering that comes in, and maybe the who are the leaders of this organization and what's this company all about? That might actually move up the charts a little bit for some people.
Yeah, I imagine that it will. I think that that's going to be much more important to somebody who's looking to get into buying a franchise because they don't want to take on risk, especially right now. That will help to ease the amount of risk. Yep.
Yeah. Do you see a lot of, I mentioned sort of the next generation of business owners. Do you see the next several months as being a time where people who never thought of being a franchisee or you know, owning a fitness place or something like that, those people might actually become franchisees in the very near future because they might not have thought of this opportunity before, or their career path just took a sharp turn in the past couple of months? Do you see that possibly happening?
I do see that happening for the franchisors who really talk about what it takes to be a franchisee in their system. And not every franchisor has that same list of qualifications. There are brands within Self-Esteem Brands portfolio that are pretty dang attainable to become a franchisee in. And so I think the average person in their day-to-day says, oh, I can't own a business. Like, I don't have the capital for that. I'd never qualify for the loan. It's way too much money because they have this idea of a McDonald's-like investment when they view in Anytime Fitness. In reality, that's not true. So as a franchisor that has some more attainable options for prospective franchisees, it's up to us to communicate to the broader public that we are an attainable option for people who are looking for a career change. And that all comes down to messaging and how we're playing in the consideration part of the marketing funnel and getting them more interested in moving down that funnel.
Yeah. So at some point, we'll need to reach out to those folks, maybe closer to the top of the funnel. I see social media as the place where that probably will happen. And I think, I think the stars are aligning right now for the amount of people who are spending some extra time looking at their phones all day, or maybe their kids are looking at their phones and they're looking at their laptop at the same time or something. But, you know, we're seeing We're seeing usage rates on Facebook and Instagram increasing 50% over the past month, and engagement rates right now on Facebook and Instagram increasing over 75%. So if you don't have any messaging happening on social media right now, you might be missing out on some pretty easy to get folks who maybe have not heard of you before.
Right. And there's not a lot of competition that you're facing right now on those channels. So in terms of efficiency, it's a great time for you to be getting your message out there again to people who may find themselves in a shakeup when it comes to their employment. And then also people who have looked at you in the past who you may be able to re-engage for much cheaper.
Yeah. We're seeing some cost per lead figures over the past 2 weeks as being down about 30% right now. Now, I don't want to guarantee that that's going to continue for the rest of this year, but right now with so many brands pulling out of advertising and more eyeballs on screens, it looks like a pretty good time to maybe not put your entire marketing budget there, but maybe try it out and see what might work for your brand.
Yeah, the timing is now, especially with the upcoming political campaign. It's going to be a lot harder once we get out of this to be seen on social, and people will likely disengage a little bit on social once they get back into their regular routines and our feeds are full of political messaging. I think people will disengage a little bit, and right now they're super engaged. So take advantage of that and get your message out there.
Can you believe when we did a podcast about 2 months ago, that was sort of the main media plan for the rest of this year, was focused on the election in November. And now half the time I forget that there's actually an election that's going to happen in, you know, less than 8 months from now. So wow, how quickly things change.
I know. Remember those days when the election was the number one thing we had to worry about?
Remember those days when political arguing was the only thing that we talked about in social media and on television? Wow. Ah, the good old days of February. Before we go today, Kristen, any last minute thoughts on where Fran Dev may be going for the rest of this year when it comes to marketing? Are there new things that you're recommending to your colleagues or maybe even to some other brands that you're talking to, maybe some new things that they should try or some other different ways that they should be messaging or targeting right now?
Yeah, well, to address the first part of your question, I actually think that franchise development is looking optimistic for most brands. Even just looking at like Google search trends, there was a little bit of a dip, but it's increasing into April. People are searching for franchise opportunities, and there's no indication based on search volume that we're going to see a lull here. I think that we're going to see a little bit of a spike, which then has brands saying, or at least my brand saying, like, what do we do once they come in? Are we really buttoned up when it comes to our CRM strategy and when it comes to our contact procedures? And again, having that right messaging to address the ever-changing landscape that we now live in. So if I had to give one piece of advice, it would be to sync up with your franchise development teams and sales representatives and align on how you're going to respond to questions that, frankly, you've never had to answer before around your response to COVID and your response to any impending crisis that we may see in the future. So that, if I had to pick one thing, that would be exactly what I would focus on and get buttoned up.
Excellent. Great advice. And if anybody has some additional questions for Kristen, we're going to be back in just a moment with some contact information on where you can maybe start a conversation. But first, a quick note, today's episode is brought to you by Better, offering tools to manage clients, sales orders, and job schedules alongside general day-to-day operations and delivering a complete business management solution for small multi-location franchise owners. With the ability for cloud-based and mobile usage, Better allows users to access and manage business operations from anywhere and at any time using mobile or tablet devices. Learn more at thebettersoftwarecompany.com. That's thebettersoftwarecompany.com for Better. Kristen, thanks for being here once again. We're going to keep checking in with you on a very regular basis, if you don't mind. If anybody wants to ask you some additional questions or learn a little bit more about what you're doing, where can we send them?
Absolutely. You can find me on LinkedIn. Shoot me a message, Kristen Pachacek, P-E-C-H-A-C-E-K.
Excellent. We will talk to you very soon. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jack.
And before I go, once again, a parting thought for all of our franchise friends whose businesses are currently closed, or perhaps you've been furloughed or laid off this month. The fact that you're listening to podcasts and learning from other business leaders, such as Kristen, means you're first in line to win when this thing is over. Keep it up. Keep going. Get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. And please let me know how I can help get you ready for your comeback. This is Social Geek Radio, copyright 2020, Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.